Welcome back to the Harwood Rundown podcast. We're back off season, episode one. This is we're going to dive into all the news, all the rumors, all our prediction for this off season. This is actually looking to be a very, very, very interesting. A bunch of players who have stayed loyal to their cause might be off and most likely will be going to contenders. So we'll see. We've got a couple of topics we're going to run through. Obviously, Nuggets defeated the Heat just a couple of days ago. I mean, we expected it. Hey.
Yeah, it was I kind of called before the series Denver in five, so I'll take that one. Thank you very much.
You did, hey, fuck, then.
Yeah. But no, it was kind of expected. Jimmy kind of disappeared since that huge first round, slowly. I think it was like 38 a game and 26 or 25 a game for the rounds two and three, and then like 20 points a game. So the regression, The regression when it gets really important is probably not a good sign, but we all know the player Jimmy is, and I think they'll be back. They'll be back, especially if they get Brad Beal or Dame Lillard, which we'll talk about later. But yeah, pretty good series. It was the most watched final series in the past 5 years, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, no. Congrats, Denver. Just the Jokic antics are kind of funny now. Like, after they've won, he just doesn't seem to, like, give a shit, which is something we haven't really seen since probably Kawhi. But then, like, I think they had the parade today, and Jokic was, like, getting around it. So,
bit drunk. Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. But no. Congrats, Denver. It's kind of the off season part, which is going to be very interesting because there's a lot of things that can happen, a lot of things that might not happen. But we'll dive into that. We got four topics to cover today. We're going to kind of kick us off with something that we kind of just always end up talking about is the Lakers off season. There's words of Kyrie, there's words of Fred VanVleet, but at the end of the day, you've got to think of realism. Are they really going to get Kyrie? Personally, I don't think so. I think they both want it. I just don't think Lakers will give up pieces that took them to the playoffs for a guy that, I don't know, something might happen and he just doesn't want to play. Like, it's just he's one of those guys. You just take the risk on him. And if it all pans out with Kyrie, like, wow. Like, if it works, sure. Like, amazing. But
that's a ring.
You can't. It's a ring. And it's a risk, though. But again, it's a risk the Lakers might be willing to take. I know Lakers fans want Kyrie. But there's also word of Fred VanVleet. He's opted out of his he's going to test the market or something this offseason. That could be really interesting. He's kind of like a better version of D'Angelo Russell. I don't know. What do you think? Yeah. What do you kind of think the vibe is going to be? I think personally they should let go of D'Lo. I don't think he's not a big time player. The inconsistency is a really big thing.
Yeah.
Kind of disappears when it mattered in those in that 4-game sweep against Denver.
Yeah, there's like, it really, playoffs really make you make the distinction between like who's a star player and who's kind of just who's someone who can put up some stats. But like, he really just faded away. And like, you could blame it a bit on the play style of the Lakers. Like, obviously, LeBron's the point guard, everything runs through him. And then Schroeder comes on as well. Like, he takes a bit of the ball. Austin Reeves, you know, getting more with the ball as well, like, then it obviously would take away from his like confidence having the ball and being in his own confidence, like, but yeah, he's got to go. When you look at the players that they need to re-sign in the offseason, I've left him off it. If they can, I don't know if they potentially do like a sign and trade, like in that instance, you could package a couple of things together and get Kyrie, because that would be, I think D'Lo would actually work much better next to Luka.
I agree. Yeah.
He obviously, Luka would still be the dominant ball handler, but he would still would get the ball, and they are an offensive minded team. And so, yeah, it's like kind of just works really well. But I've put Austin Reeves, Rui, and Schroeder as well, just for my ones to re-sign. I think Lonnie would be great as well, but I've left D'Lo off the list. It's, yeah, it's a bit too late now to kind of salvage that. I think he was playing pretty well before the playoffs.
Yeah.
And, like, because when he's in his zone, he's fucking, like, he's insane. He's throwing no-look lobs. He's so, he's so in his own world. But just when he gets in his head, I feel like it's tough. But I feel like you have to bring back Austin Reeves for the culture, but he's also genuinely been killing it. Rui has been a great addition for them, like coming off
100%.
Their bench scoring. Like, he literally outscored like every other bench basically during that playoffs.
Yeah.
Single-handedly. And then Schroeder is like a no-brainer. He's a really good glue guy for the team, and has like, definitely, I think, showed a lot of maturity after like trying to get the money and then coming back eventually, and he's been playing like pretty well. I think I want those guys re-signed. I think Lonnie deserves more of a chance. They finally give him a bit of a chance, and he shows out, because like, he's genuinely that good. So athletic, defensive. He can shoot. He can slash. He's, you know, he's not gonna be lazy out there. Like, but yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I think I like the sign and trade idea. I think Mavericks and the Raptors are both suitors for D'Lo. I think because it's going to be the same concept of a deal. Obviously, you'd give up more for Kyrie. Priority for this offseason, give Austin Reeves what he wants.
You reckon?
I don't care what you miss out on, or I just think he deserves, like, I think he's asking for like 100 mil. Give it to him. Like, this guy transformed your playoffs. He averaged like 20-21 a game after just kind of, like, we all knew he could do it, but he just kind of came out of nowhere and just did it. He's going to be really important for your future. And I think if you do a sign and trade, you can probably get Kyrie, and that literally transforms your entire team. I would say if they got Kyrie, that would be the front runners. That's not me being a...
No, that's like...
LeBron, Kyrie, bias, whatever. No, like, we've seen it before. They're a championship team whenever they team up. Those 4 years in Cleveland, or three, they were championship front runners besides the Warriors that whole time, and obviously the Warriors aren't there anymore. But... I think Austin Reeves priority. And then if you can sort out a deal with either Fred VanVleet or Kyrie Irving, then happy days. Dame, I think, is off the table. I think he wants to go to Miami. Speaking of.
Yeah. Dame.
There has been some talk for Miami to go after either Brad Beal or Dame. Don't know which one really makes sense the most. I would say probably Dame. But if you do get Dame, you have to give up a lot. Whereas Brad Beal, the market's kind of saturated at the moment because he's been asking for a trade. Like, there's been talk of him leaving for so long now that I think the market for him isn't as good as, like, if you were – like Portland Trail Blazers, I'd say you probably give up a package for Brad, like Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson, like a pick. Whereas Dame, you would give up Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, a bunch of other players, and a bunch of picks. I'm interested to see what they're going to do. I saw Brad Beal's got interest from Sacramento as well, which I don't think is that much of a fit.
No.
It's weird. It's weird. I don't think like Brad Beal transforms their team so much.
I don't think they need Brad Beal.
I don't think they need Brad Beal because you already got Tyler Hero. But I also think in any package you're gonna have to give up Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
I think Dame makes the most sense. 100%. If they got Dame, holy shit. I can't even predict it because I also don't know how it would work. Like, I don't know. I just don't know how well they would go if they got Dame. We've seen him obviously perform for Portland unbelievably. But, yeah, Miami just have these lapses where they're, like, really good, like we saw in the playoffs, like, really good and then just, like, really shit.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how Dame changes that dynamic. But what do you think?
Yeah, I think he's literally like the scorer they need, like the closer, someone who's not afraid to take the shots. Sorry, because Jimmy, fucking hell, he pissed me off in the finals. Mm-hmm. He just was afraid to take shots. He was afraid to go at Jokic, who isn't typically a good defender, and like he does his thing where he gets the fake and he does the little fadeaway or the up and under, but he often just collected his dribble too fucking early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pissed because I don't know. I wanted him to do something more than what he did. But, yeah, with Jimmy, he wants to play the point forward role. Fine. If you're going to play the point forward role, let's get someone next to you who's a step above Tyler Hero in terms of a scorer and who's just willing to shoot. You need someone like that. You can't just let it rest on your role players, you know, like, Caleb Martin, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, doesn't work out in the end because they're not inherently they don't have that dog, but no, like they don't have that kind of mentality in them. They are team bred players, which is great, but you do need someone like a Dame. Not even that he's selfish, but that the fact he can just score, he can literally just score at will. He's the perfect fit, I think. I don't know what they'd give up. That'd be really tough. And I think Blazers are at the point where they are at an all-time low in terms of what they could expect back from him because it's either that, like, either you're going to give him away or you're just going to let him do nothing on that team. It's like, it's kind of like his trade value is diminished because they've waited so long to trade him. And 100%. So actually, Miami are in the perfect place to get him because it's like it's either you trade him us, but like, and then you don't really get, you're able to offer less. I feel like, but I think Dame would be perfect in Miami. I don't know if Beal would be amazing. I think Dame would be like such a good addition to it and
game changer.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, he's that kind of enforcer or that closer that they need. But that'd be a really interesting situation. And it's been trade talks for years and he's denied it, trying to be on the humble guy, which is cool. But nah, it needs to happen.
It's time now. It's time. He's like, 32? It's time to leave.
Yeah.
I think for Miami, like, you obviously don't have the star power. You need star power. You were the 8th seed and went, had to go through the play-in. And I know you made the finals, but I think if they had someone like Dame, that would probably be like a 2 seed or a 3 seed. Those, you can't rely on, I know they're role players and I know they showed up in the playoffs, but you can't rely on these players when it comes down to the big, big, big moments. You saw players flush away in the finals. All their big performances just seemed to go away because, I don't know, the lights were too bright or stage was too big. I don't know.
Yeah.
You need players that aren't afraid, like Dame, who you know can give you 30 on any given night, sometimes 50, sometimes 60. He's that type of dude where you can just give him the ball, get the hell out of the way, let me take control. Mm-hmm. And I think they need a dude like that. I know they got Jimmy, but it's not the same as having someone like Dame who can shoot from anywhere. You need shooters. If you're building around Jimmy as a point forward, Dame is the best player for that. That is currently available to you. I know there's Kyrie. I know Kyrie has an interest in going to Miami, but I don't think Miami even want him. But yeah, Dame, get Dame. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it pans out because I don't want them to go for Beal. If you're going to trade for a big star, you have to go for Dame. Because Beal's kind of dropped off in the last 2-3 years, I think, just because the Wizards suck at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Zion Williamson.
Pelican, yeah.
I don't know. Like, okay, so they want to trade. They want to trade Zion. Well, they're thinking of trading Zion to get the pick to get Scoot Henderson. Let's not forget that Zion Williamson is like a generational, transcendent player. I know he's been hurt. But if he's fit this offseason, do not trade him. If he's not fit, still has nagging injuries, that's when that's the only reason why I would think of doing this. I think, to be fair, like I don't watch like much like G League Ignite or whatever, but from what I've heard, Scoot Henderson is like a real like the real deal, right?
NBA ready.
Yeah, 100%. Not sure if I would trade one of the potentially one of the best players in our league. Just because, I don't know, do you want a fresh start? What do you want to do? Keeps on at all costs. This is a quick one. I don't know why they would want to do this unless he's unfit coming into training camp or something. Like, what do you think?
It's hard to not ignore the controversy, obviously, that's surrounding him with the whole he's got a baby on the way with someone, then he's been sleeping around with like two other women that are so maybe that plays a role into it, but the off maybe. Court antics. But he's so frustrating because you never get a straight answer from him or the Pelicans staff about like is he fucking ready to play? So annoying. And they even put that clause into his contract if you like him staying in actual weight to make sure that he can get on the court. Because like when he's on there, he can, get 27, 30 points a game and an absolute like anomaly in terms of like he'll just block something and just he's a fucking amazing player to keep. And if you want more buzz around the Pelicans, which they've been doing pretty well, they've got a really good culture going. I think CJ has been really great. I think Brandon Ingram when he's been healthy has been amazing. So you need to have him to kind of solidify your team I think they are a contender. Like when Zion's healthy, like they were like the third seed before he got injured, and they even maintained that a bit after he got injured. But then obviously it's hard to maintain when your star player's gone. But too early to trade. He's too valuable. I don't think you look bad if you in hindsight don't trade him and then he ends up still not playing. Like I still think you look good. You're doing the right thing by keeping him and trying to just support him as much to get on the court. Be fucking frustrating as hell if you're the coaching staff, but you got to try to just support him to get on the court, get his body right. I don't think it'll happen. I think, rumors will circulate. If it happens, I'll be really surprised. But
yeah, me too.
And I think next one I'll be kind of surprised about as well. I mean, I hope it doesn't happen, but Harden getting traded. But I think it's more likely than the Zion trade. But Harden being rumored to be traded back to the Rockets. There was this graphic where there was like two strippers in like one was in like a a Rockets uniform, one was in the Philly uniform, and Jay was sitting there like, I don't know which one to choose. But
he's undefeated.
Fuck. I don't know what is compelling him to go to the Rockets. Does he really want to win if that is the rumor? Does he really want to win? Come on.
Don't do it. You can't go to the Rockets. Come on, let's be honest. Only like realistic landing spot would be like the Suns or no, not even the Suns, because you know what? They've already given up half their future for Durant. So why would you give up more for James Harden when, to be honest, they haven't worked together? They haven't worked well together before.
No.
In Brooklyn. And I think Nick Nurse wants him in Philly, unless he's just saying that. I don't know. The relationship with him and Doc was pretty toxic. I don't think they worked well together at all. I just don't know where you would trade James Harden. I'm not sure. It just doesn't make sense. And I think they work well together. I think he works with the team well when they're firing. When they're not firing, like in the Boston series those last two games, that's when you think, oh, we got to train James Harden. But for the majority, he's been pretty good.
Yeah.
He's one of the main reasons why they've pushed for that next level, which we're still waiting for, but kind of get almost there, I think. I don't think it's anything to really, I'm not sure. It's just weird. Yeah.
I'd still build around him. I'd still look for shooters. I'd look for options. I'd look for a Tobias Harris trade. I think his time's up as a Philly fan.
I think that's who you got to take.
He's so solid in the locker room, and you can't forget that, because we see what's on the court, but like we know how solid he is as a teammate.
Yeah.
But I think he's just got to go.
I think so.
That's the biggest mistake the Sixers made during this whole process was Jimmy being
100%
not being chosen. They would have a ring by now if they kept him. I think he would have kept Ben in check, because we know how immature he could be. Either that, or they would have traded Ben for some assets when he had trade value, and Jimmy would have still been the focal point of the team. That's a huge, huge miss. But yeah, I think they'll entertain some offers, but I don't think they'll trade.
I agree.
Actually, another one I'll quickly want to talk about is CP3, who's been bought out by the Suns.
Supposedly.
That would be interesting. I don't know if it was confirmed.
So I don't know if it was a report or if, because I got a notification this morning and he was talking about how he wants to stay in Phoenix. So I don't know if they've actually waived him. And then who was the new coach? Frank Vogel came out and said, which is the most random coach signing of all time, said that they didn't waive him. So I don't know. I think, it's interesting because I don't think he's been a bit of a scapegoat in all of this. Similar to like DeAndre Ayton. Can't we just accept that the Suns weren't that good in the series? You don't have to blow it up. You just need to sign players in the offseason or make some moves.
That's so true.
I think trade DeAndre Ayton for, we spoke about this like a month ago, trade DeAndre Ayton for like Miles Turner and Buddy Hield or something. That offer's probably still on the table. Miles Turner is a way better fit for what the Suns are trying to do than DeAndre Ayton, who can't really shoot, wants the ball. Miles Turner can just protect the rim. Shoot threes. That's all you need. That's all you need. I don't think they need to make too many moves. I think they exaggerated when they fired Monty.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, this is what happens when things like this happen. Like, you didn't expect to lose to Denver so badly. And let's be honest, it was pretty poor. Like, they weren't up to scratch. But I think there needs to be – they don't need to blow it up. I just think they need more pieces that complement D-Book and Durant. I think Torrey Craig's a really type of – like a good type of player that they need around them. I don't want to see Chris Paul get traded, but I also wouldn't be surprised why would you waive Chris Paul? Like,
yeah, dumb.
Unless the contract's an issue, then I get it. But no, you have to try and get every time you trade someone of that caliber, because we all know Chris Paul is like still one of the best point guards in the league.
Mm.
Can't just waive him because he's like, what, 30, 47 or something? No, but like you got to trade him and get something back for him. It doesn't matter what it is, just get something back. But yeah, I'm not sure of too many teams that would. The only team I could really see giving up something for him is like Chris Paul.
Chris Paul trades for himself.
Is the Clippers, probably.
Yeah.
Which that would be interesting.
Incredible. Definitely. Yeah,
not sure. But it'll be interesting to see how the offseason pans out. We're going to be doing these kind of once a week, just covering the offseason. The NBA draft is next Friday or Thursday our time. So we'll cover a bit of that post that. But yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very good offseason. I feel like this is going to be a very good one. The Bulls are currently trying to shop Zach LaVine. So that's another interesting thing.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Right, we got more to talk about. Oh my God.
Yeah. I think we're going to come back with our season previews for those of you that know. We did season previews before, not last season, the season before. So we'll probably do that. There's a lot of things on the horizon. So make sure you tune in every week and get your weekly dose of NBA content. But yeah, Let's go. We're recording at 6:30 in the morning. So very early for us. We're committed to the grind.
Yeah, we're out here.
Yeah, well. Drop a like, comment who you think, what are your kind of expectations for this offseason? It'd be really good to know. But yeah.
Yeah. And what should we talk about? Like we're really excited for offseason talk anyway. Like we it's kind of a bit more exciting than in season talk.
I agree. Yeah.
So yeah, let us know if there's any topics you want to bring up and any takes you have, because we're happy to flesh things out. We have a lot to talk about. Zach LaVine, that's an interesting one to talk about a bit more. But let us know. Give us that feedback. We're keen to talk about whatever.
Yeah. All right. We got 9 minutes left in the recording, and I think we're going to end it there. Thanks, guys, for watching. Stay tuned, subscribe, all that good stuff. Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Peace.